Chapter 1. Totally Obsessed. The J. Argon Clinic, Haven City, the Lower Elements, 3 months earlier. The J. Argon Clinic was not a state hospital. Nobody stayed there for free. Argon and his staff of psychologists only treated fairies who could afford it. Of all the clinic's wealthy patients, Opal Cowboy was unique. She had set up an emergency fund for herself more than a year previously, just in case she ever went insane and needed to pay for treatment. It was a smart move. If Opal hadn't set up the fund, her family would undoubtedly have moved her to a cheaper facility. Not that the facility itself made much difference to Cowboy, who had spent the past year drooling and having her reflexes tested. Dr. Argon doubted if Opal would have noticed a bull troll beating its chest in front of her. The fund was not the only reason why Opal was unique. Cowboy was the Argon Clinic's celebrity patient. Following the attempt by the Bois Kell goblin triad to seize power, Opal Cowboy's name had become the most infamous four syllables under the world. After all, the pixie billionaires had formed an alliance with disgruntled LEP officer Briar Cudgeon and funded the triad's war on Haven. Cowboy had betrayed her own kind, and now her own mind was betraying her. For the first 6 months of Cowboy's incarceration, the clinic had been besieged by media filming the pixie's every twitch. The LEP guarded her cell door in shifts. Every staff member in the facility was treated to background checks and stern glares. Nobody was exempt. Even Dr. Argon himself was subjected to random DNA swabs to ensure that he was who he said he was. The LEP wasn't taking any chances with Cowboy. If she escaped from Argon's clinic, not only would they be the laughing stock of the fairy world, but a highly dangerous criminal would be unleashed on Haven City. But as time went by, fewer camera crews turned up at the gates each morning. After all, how many hours of drooling could an audience be expected to sit through? Gradually, the LEP crews were downsized from a dozen to six, and finally to a single officer per shift. Where could Opal Cowboy go? The authorities reasoned. There were a dozen cameras focused on her 24 hours a day. There was a subcutaneous seeker sleeper under the skin of her upper arm, and she was DNA swabbed 4 times daily. And even if someone did get Opal out, what could they do with her? The pixie couldn't even stand without help, and the sensors said her brainwaves are little more than flat lines. That said, Dr. Argon was very proud of his prize patient and mentioned her name often at dinner parties. Since Opal Cowboy had been admitted to the clinic, it had become almost fashionable to have a relative in therapy. Almost every family on the rich list had a crazy uncle in the attic. Now that crazy uncle could receive the best of care in the lap of luxury. If only every fairy in the facility was as docile as Opal Cowboy. All she needed was a few intravenous tubes and a monitor, which had been more than paid for by her first 6 months' medical fees. Dr. Argon fervently hoped that little Opal never woke up, because once she did, the LEP would haul her off to court, and when she'd been convicted of treason, her assets would be frozen, including the clinic's fund. No, the longer Opal's nap lasted, the better for everyone, especially her. Because of their thin skulls and large brain volume, pixies were susceptible to various maladies such as catatonia, amnesia, and narcolepsy. So it was quite possible that her coma would last for several years. And even if Opal did wake up, it was quite possible that her memory would stay locked up in some drawer in her huge pixie brain. Dr. J. Argon did his rounds every night. He didn't perform much hands-on therapy anymore, but he felt that it was good for the staff to feel his presence. If the other doctors knew that Gerbil Argon kept his finger on the pulse, then they were more likely to keep their own fingers on that pulse too. Argon always saved Opal for last. It calmed him somehow to see the small pixie asleep in her harness. Often at the end of a stressful day, he even envied Opal her untroubled existence. When it had all become too much for the pixie, her brain had simply shut down, all except the most vital functions. She still breathed, and occasionally the monitors registered a dream spike in her brainwaves. But other than that, for all intents and purposes, Opal Cowboy was no more. On this fateful night, Gerbil Argon was feeling more stressed than usual. His wife was suing for divorce, on the grounds that he hadn't said more than 6 consecutive words to her in over 2 years. The council was threatening to pull his government grant because of all the money he was making from his new celebrity clients, and he had a pain in his hip that no amount of magic could seem to cure. The warlock said it was